It's fun to give a child a gift. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's fun to give a child a gift. When you give a child a gift, and there is such a spontaneous response from them as you give them the gift, that it makes it a pleasure to give the gift and to have the gift received and just to see it enjoyed and utilized and whatever. So often we give gifts to people, we want responses. We say, now say thank you, now say thank you. Parents teach their children to say thank you for gifts that they receive or for things that are done for them. And this is a good training to have, to say thank you, because it means that you appreciate what's being done, or if you don't appreciate it, you just appreciate that they thought they were doing something nice for you. I had an aunt, Aunt Myra. She was a very wealthy aunt. She and her husband owned a large manufacturing plant, and they had one son, and they bought only the best clothing for their son, only the most beautiful clothing, little Lord Fauntleroy clothing, we used to call them. And then they'd come over to our house and visit, and we had five children. And we had three boys and two girls. Now, their son was about my son, my size, as I was growing up. And so I was the recipient of most of his clothing that they would bring whenever they'd come to visit. They'd buy him new sets of clothing and so forth, and they'd take the older clothing, which was still pretty new, because he never was a rough and tumble person, and they would bring it over to our house, and they'd give it to my mother for me. And mother would say, go up and try it on now. Go try it on. And I would go and try it on, and I'd come back down looking silly as could be, because it was not my style, and it was not the style of our neighborhood or the style that the kids wore at all. But the thing is, thank you. Thank you, Aunt Myra, thank you. That was very nice of you, thank you. And I'm sure Aunt Myra thought what she was doing was good, because she did that to her own son. And she dressed her own son in what she felt was the fashion and the quality of clothing that she wanted as a very wealthy lady. And we were not poor, but we did not go out and buy very expensive clothing. We just bought Sears and Roebuck clothing, and we were very happy with it. So that was not necessarily a gift that was lots of fun for me to receive, but it made Aunt Myra very happy to give it. And so if it made her happy to give it, I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I put it in the bottom of my dresser drawer so that I wouldn't have to look at it. And then occasionally we'd have some friends who'd come to visit. And they'd be about my size, and we'd be playing, getting all dirty and so forth. And then we'd have to get some clothes out for them. And so I'd dig down into that drawer and bring out those little Lord Fauntleroy clothing that I never liked to wear. And they wore it, and they didn't look too bad. You know, on them it looked okay, because they didn't know the story behind it. But they just wore it, and they didn't think much about it. But they also were not very careful with it, and they got it just as dirty and muddy as their other clothes had been just before they changed them. But to give a child a gift is a wonderful thing, really. When you go to them and you say, would you like to have this new bike? And they say, wow, yes. And when it's birthday time and you can buy a gift for a child, the child is very spontaneous and very sincere, and oftentimes says something not very nice to the giver, because he'll say, oh, I like this one here. I like what May gave me rather than what Ray gave me. And I like this better here. I like this better here. And, you know, making comparisons. And mother would oftentimes get after us, and she'd say, now, children, what you do when a person gives you a gift is you say thank you, and you show them that it was very nice of them to give it. Whether you like it or not, whether you want it or not, you don't have. Just take it and say thank you. And you can always put it away or give it away to somebody else, but just take it and say thank you and be nice about it, because they meant it as a gift. And so it was a gift from them. And so we children were taught to be spontaneous in a little different way. We had to be nice even when we didn't like the gift. And how can you be nice when you don't even like the gift? Well, you can be nice by saying, gee, that's great, let's come on, let's go play. That's great, let's go do this. And immediately change the subject to something that is fun and enjoyable for you. Children are spontaneous. We've been watching Caesar, the dog whisperer, and as Caesar talks to people about the dogs, they'd say, well, he was brought up in a bad home, he was brought up in a bad environment, he was brought up in a bad world, and for 10 years now he's been doing this, and an old dog is hard to train. And Caesar would say, dogs live on instinct. Whatever happened yesterday, they can easily forget. Whatever happened in the past, they live in the now. When you start training with a dog in the now and start telling the dog it's a wonderful dog, start appreciating the dog, start expecting the dog to act in whatever way you want it to act. It may not be the best, but whatever way you want it to act, you start training that dog to act that way, and it'll act that way. It'll forget the past. Not that it forgets it necessarily, but the present takes precedent over the past. The present is what the dog lives in. The dog lives in the present, and living in the present, it is doing a beautiful job. Now, you have to make sure that you are living in the present, and that you are the master, and that you are the one who's in charge. Well, now, with little children, it's somewhat a similar thing. You say to little children, now, when people give you a gift, say thank you, and be nice to them. And then the little children often say, but I really wanted. Well, if that's what you want, then put that in your thought and you will have it. In my thought, how do I make it my thought? Well, of course, mother doesn't start out saying that without having said that many times before. And the children know about putting in their thought. And many children are very expert at this. They will say, I'd like a bike, I'd like a bike, I'd like a bike, I'd like a bike, I'd like a bike. And so they think that bike, and they clip bike pictures out of the newspapers or the magazines, and they have bike pictures wherever they go, and pretty soon a bike appears in their world. Now, did they force that to happen? Did they make their dad feel so unhappy for not giving them a bike that he had to give them a bike? No. No, they knew what they're doing. It's fun to give a child a gift because the child really knows what he wants. He really knows how to get what he wants. He really knows how to work with the family and accomplish whatever goals he wants. In my case, I had an opportunity. I was always the moneymaker. I was always having a job. I was always working for the neighbors or working for somebody or mowing lawns and earning money. I was a money earner, and I enjoyed it. And I was able to buy all the things that I wanted all by myself. And I was able to buy the type of thing that I wanted, not the type of thing that might be hand-me-down because I was second in line from my older brother. But it was kind of interesting. I learned how to be a respectful and a happy and appreciative child, and things just were given to me by the ton. And then I also learned how to make it grow and make it be beneficial to me. When things were given to me that I didn't really like or want, I would take them and I'd sell them. I had a book in which I kept all of the items that I had, all of the things that I had, all the junk that I had, all the stones and things that I had. And then when I was with other people, they would say, gee, I wish I had. And I'd say, well, let's see what I got here. And so I'd open up my book, and they'd say, wow! And I'd say, I would like to have some marbles. And they'd say, well, I got lots of marbles. And I'd say, well, now, what would you like that I have? And so I'd rattle off a few things I want that! And they would take some other things that I didn't want any longer, and that would serve them bartering just fine for the marbles. Now, you say, well, not everybody is so enterprising like that. Well, everybody is enterprising, but how are you enterprising? How do you want to create things? My sister was a great person for giving gifts. She loved to give me gifts. She would give me a pair of pajamas that were just so lovely, so soft and so cuddly and so beautiful and such good quality and everything. And she'd give it me for my birthday or something. And she'd say, "Well, how do you like it?" And I said, "Well, thank you very much." And then she said, a week or two later, she said, "I see it's still in your dresser drawer. Aren't you wearing it?" "Well, I don't wear pajamas." "Oh, well, could I have them? I wear pajamas." I said, "Sure." So she gave me a gift that was a gift to herself, and she thought that she was being real crafty and real cagey by doing this, but I knew that was her nature, and I knew that was the way she did it. She didn't mean any meanness by it. She merely wanted to get what she wanted to get, and the easiest way to do it was to give the present that she was supposed to give on a birthday or on Christmas or something, but give something that she wanted and not that I wanted. And so she'd end up getting it, like the art books that she gave me. She was studying art, and she loved art. And she'd buy these very quality art books, and she'd give them to me for gifts on different occasions. And I'd say, "Well, hey, that's interesting." And I'd page through it, and it was of no interest to me. And so after paging through it, I would put it on my dresser and let it be. And then she'd come in and she'd say, "Hey, I'm making some drawings. Can I borrow the book?" "Sure." And another time, "Can I borrow it?" "Sure." And I said, "Why don't you just keep it, man? You enjoy it more than I do. Go ahead." And she, "Oh, thank you." And so she got what she wanted because she knew how to handle the program. Now, it's fun to give gifts to a child. Most children are not that artful like we've been speaking here, but perhaps they're more artful than we know. Perhaps there's more going on in their ability to receive gifts than we realize. But every time I've given a gift to any child, they have always been super appreciative, super delighted with whatever the gift was, and made me feel just like I had done a very noble and a very wonderful thing. This can be true for all of us if we want. If we want. But it's fun to give a child a gift because each one appreciates it in a little different way, but each one appreciates it very much. Have a wonderful day and give, because that's where the fun is. I love you. I love you. I love you.